This is Earth and Sky. Of the 8 species of bears that exist on Earth today, the grizzly bear needs the biggest range on the landscape to survive.
In the contiguous U.S., grizzly bears are now found only in about 1% of the habitat where historically they used to roam. Grizzlies were listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act in 1975, and with that came a plan for their recovery. Zones were set up and managed, with the largest area and biggest managed population of grizzlies located in the northwest corner of Montana.
But grizzlies are tough to study. They like to travel alone under cover of darkness and thick vegetation. Kate Kendall is a research ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. She's leading a project that's studying grizzly populations by collecting and analyzing hair samples from the bears.
It's really neat that we're going to get the first ever information about how bears are using this huge chunk of land. We'll also be able to look from the genetic analysis, we'll be able to look and see if highways or developed areas are preventing movement and isolating parts of the population from each other.
More about the study tomorrow, thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Blockin' Bird for Earth and Sky.